Yeah, Red is on there.
Yeah, is Carol, and Carol on with somebody?
I'm here, I just can't hear you very well.
Okay. So I guess we're missing like Henry and Lynn.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Open up.
Okay, I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. Thanks for your patience, everyone, and as we continue to explore the COVID-19. Nobody's here from the public to address us, so we'll skip that one. Our board meeting, last board meeting we had was in February. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes on that? I've got a motion to approve. Do I hear a second?
Second.
And that was Carol, I think.
And I second it.
Okay. First, second, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Treasurer's report, Rayetta.
Best I can tell, we're all right.
We have money.
We have money. We just need some people.
Okay.
Okay. Well, the money, the funds are in your packet as well. So
right. And I'm so glad we did the budget in February, because we would have been a mess if we hadn't had that budget already approved.
Mm-hmm. So I think
I move the treasurer's report is accepted.
Okay, Vicky's got a first. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Charity. All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed.
Okay, Betty Jo, I saw you out there, I think.
Yes, hello. We're going to be brief. Kate's here, too. There is, we have, yesterday, Kate hosted a tri-regional conference call for our public library staff, so everyone could share their concerns, share ideas on how to reopen. Most libraries are doing staging, but we also have questions about a concern. Do we need policies in place? If you have a patron that is in your library and is showing symptoms, or is that something that your patron behavior policy already covers? We're gathering, we're doing this across the state, so there's four meetings being held. We're also having a meeting tomorrow by conference call for our library directors so that we could share what we have learned based on that webinar that Kate did, and everything else that we've been researching and sharing in many variety ways and forms. Kate Smith has got a program called Read Squared that is available to every public library in the region for hosting a distant summer reading program, where the kids could track their reading. They get little badges, virtual badges. It's actually a wonderful program. Register, sign up, and your patrons can utilize that. We also have been very busy trying to track the materials, the money that we had spent. In most cases, libraries were told to close and they left in mid-shipment. So books were being shipped to places where there was no way to accept the shipments. That's about $40,000 worth of shipments that were returned to the warehouse and now have to be sent back. We had to cancel an awful lot of orders waiting for May, hopefully May. We did have your internet address, but apparently that one shipment never got shipped. So, but thank you, Rita, for taking care of that. But it's just amazing the creativity that we have seen around the state on how to provide services, starting today and moving forward, but also thinking in the long term, because this virus isn't going to go away in 3 months. But now what is our library service going to look like? So, but these are all things that we are aware of, but everybody has things to share with us. Kate, did you want to add anything?
Sorry, I had to find the mute button. Only that Read Squared will have a different, it will actually connect to your library's catalog, and it'll have different programmings and reading blogs for different groups, so children's, teens, and adults, so you can use it on for programming across the board. And then I think that's it. Everything else we're going to cover tomorrow on the conference call.
Okay, Betty Jo, were you finished with the?
Yep, we're done. We're good. Thank you.
Well, we're obviously going to talk about reopening, and we'll need your input when we get to that topic on how we should do that as well. So, thank you very much. Do we have any old business? A lot of old business. Okay, well, let's move on to new business. The first topic is we received, and my brain's a little fuzzy on this. I've slept a little since I remember this, but we got a we received a $10,000 gift from an estate, correct? Or
kind of like that. It was a sale of a building that was owned by an idol. Happen to have a note like there, but it was in War Trades, and it actually is a building right beside Amy Mitchell's house, that church.
Beth Salem Church.
Salem, Beth.
Yeah, okay.
And the congregation, or what was left of the congregation, decided that it would be a good idea to give $10,000 to the library.
And so I believe it was an undesignated $10,000 gift, and Mr. Gallagher, maybe you know some more about that. I don't know. Have you heard of anything about that?
Not really. It had been decommissioned as a church several years ago and had become a community chapel. And more recently, David Brown had purchased it from the community group.
Right.
So I guess it's the community group that was making the donation.
Okay. So our question to the board here is, what do we do with the $10,000? Is there some capital improvements we want to do? Do we want to invest it, you know, keep it aside for a rainy day fund? My own personal opinion is we're having problems with our geothermal system here, and that would be a good dent in a capital campaign to replace our heating and cooling system. But, you know, I'll let the board, decide that. But I think we can't accept this gift. The question is, where do we put the funds? Am I correct?
Can we not put it in the foundation account till we know what we need to do with it?
At this point, it is in the regular checking account, but that would be easy enough to move.
Yeah.
Not a problem at all. It is in memory of a couple, and I have been waiting for the authorization from the gal who brought the check to give me the exact wording of how they want to publicize it. COVID, things got slowed down.
Yeah. Well, we definitely, if they allow us to publish it, you know, I think we should at least get some type of recognition to the family and the Times Gazette if possible. And then if they have wishes as to where the money goes, obviously they'll let us know at that point.
Now, are we still talking about the Beth Salem?
Yes, ma'am.
Donation?
Right.
I was given the understanding that it was wherever we needed it.
Okay.
Well, I think it's appropriate to put it in the foundation, and I so moved that we do that.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to move the $10,000 that we received from Beth Salem Church sale, I believe, from our checking account to our foundation account, and basically, Doc, I'll add to that maybe that we'll reserve a future date to where we're going to use those funds.
Yeah. I think your idea about starting a drive for the heating and cooling system is a good one, and I guess we could decide that at a later date.
Exactly. So, okay. So, first and a second, any other discussion on the funds?
On the heating and cooling system, do you have a rough estimate of what the total cost would be?
No, sir, we don't, I don't think. Do we? I mean, $10,000 would be a dent in it, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we'll have to raise funds for that.
Yeah.
Unless the county and the city are so generous as to sponsor that.
You're right.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so Rita, can you move that money? If you need my help to move it, I'll be glad to.
I'll need a signature.
Okay, all right, that's fine. We can take care of that. Okay, one of the main reasons I wanted to meet today was sort of talking about reopening plans or not reopening plans. So we just get an idea of what everybody's thinking. What should we do? We can no longer really follow the county school board because they're not going to meet for the rest of the year or up until the fall, maybe. So I don't think we can support being closed until August.
No. What is the city county stand on things? You know, with cases still on the rise, are they going to open the rec center or any other offices of the city or county?
That was sort of my question too. Henry or Ms. Gallagher, you got any answers on that?
The county is pretty much following the governor's guidelines on it. That's what Mayor Graham has said, that we're going to basically follow those guidelines. So like the county offices are open, but they're maintaining, you know, proper distancing and that sort of thing.
Right. Well, one of the things the governor said was that gyms and hair salons and all those kinds of things were just to open. And so I went online, tried to see about the rec center, and I could not find any information online about whether the rec center was going to open.
Well, that's more controlled by the city, right?
Yep. Yes.
Let me see. I've got an email here. If I can find it on my computer, they've kind of put together a timeline on that.
Okay.
Because I think if phase one, if we're going to enter phase one at some point, that would be when we would, you know, consider opening the library. But that's rests on not having so many increases in numbers.
Yeah, unfortunately, our county is kind of leading the state right now in the percent increases.
That's what I've been reading.
I think last evening, the incident of infection in Bedford County was 165. So it's been at an amazing rate.
Yes.
Obviously, we want to do what's right for our staff as well as our patrons. So we don't want to expose them.
Plus, we have to address how we're going to do cleaning.
Yeah.
Each day, and are we going to get somebody to come do that and pay extra for it? And that's a big, big concern. Phase one, phase two, whenever. If we have people, and particularly small children, God, that means every service.
It's a big library.
It's a big library, and every surface is going to have to be disinfected.
If I can just iterate. So a lot of the other libraries are doing it in stages, and they're not so much as May 4th is everybody's kind of start date, but only for like curbside. No one's opening to the public. If they have the public come in to use computers at all, they are limiting the number of people. They are limiting the number of space they can access. They're not letting them go into the stacks. Some are even wanting board approval to, I don't want to say bar children, but like discourage children because children are prone to touch all surfaces. So there's different plans out there. So I think, as far as I know, the beauticians and everybody aren't going back until the 15th. And so it's kind of like a slow process. Everybody's either going partially in on the 4th, they're like getting their staff trained on curbside, offering curbside phone services, limited computer services, and then kind of seeing if the numbers go down. And if the numbers go down, they're broadening the services. No one across the regions that I know of is opening back to the public unless they don't have a single case. And so that's just up to you guys. As far as cleaning goes, Rita, do you have the supplies? That's a lot of issues have been with other libraries in getting cleaning supplies and masks, personal supplies for staff, masks, gloves, hand sanitizer, disinfectants, that sort of thing. If you are going to open up to the public a bit and do curbside and do computers, then another thing is bathrooms, the issue of bathrooms. Yours is actually really nice in that the bathrooms are right beside the foyer, but some are cleaning the bathrooms like every 2 hours to stop the spread. But that all depends, Rita, if your staff and you have cleaning supplies. And if you are able to get more cleaning supplies in anticipation. You are not pressured at all to start on any particular date. That is up to your board. I just want to share different plans that people have come up with.
When you say curbside service, how do they get the information to the library that they want to check out a book for the curbside? How would they do that?
They either do that, but most of them are having it done by other appointment only for computers and then phone. For you place your order, we check out the items on your card, you bring back the items and we isolate those items for 72 hours. And then put them, like, instead of disinfecting them all by hand, they are just isolating them for 72 hours. So that means the person who just checked out James Patterson's new book cannot check it out for another. It has to go on a waiting list for the next person for the next 72 hours, or until it gets out of quarantine. And then they just call, they request, they're limiting the number of items you can request at one time. No one's charging overdue fines or anything like that. And then they just the safest way is to set up a pickup location and then your order to you, or else you drop it in a place, the patron picks it up in a place, and you watch them from the door. Because unfortunately, if you're handing it straight to them, unless you're wearing gloves and you have gloves and everything, and even then you might get some cross-contamination, it's just... you're having to keep your staff 6 feet away from your patrons, and so handing them to it by the car is not really going to work. And very few of us have like a drive-through window or anything to set this up. So that would have to be something Rita and her staff brainstorm on. We can give suggestions for that depending on everybody else, but Rutherford is starting curbside as soon as they get the supplies in. Now, if they don't have the cleaning supplies and the masks for staff and everything, and they are requiring staff to take their temperature every morning so that they can see if anyone is sick. Now, that's not a great determinant if it's someone's sick, but it's kind of a red flag. So these are just a few things others are doing. Now, Rutherford's cases have not went down either, but their board thinks that they should be offering services. They're only offering computer services at the tech center and only on the patio. So that the library, so no one goes into the library. Magnus is offering just their front foyer section, and their computer room, but they're going to place everything and block off the stack so that no one touches anything. They're also doing protective screens. I've seen people do shower curtains. I've seen people do the plexiglass. Now, the plexiglass, you do have to clean a particular way or it can break that plexiglass. And then some are doing just plastic dividers. So that if you're at a circulation desk, people aren't breathing right on you. Kind of like the supermarkets.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then people are also limiting. The plan is that people are going to limit how many can be in because of social distancing. They have to be 6 feet apart. So you're only letting in, like, grocery stores 10 people at a time or something like that. Mm. So these are just all ideas. Send you somebody. Rita, if you want, we can send you some plans of different places. That way you can look at them and kind of pick on what you want to do. Our concern is that you're going to need policies for patrons that don't want to abide by rules. So that you're going to need policies that during the pandemic you will do, you have to adhere to social distancing. You can give the librarians authority to kick somebody out if they are obviously sick. That sort of thing. Anything that you think legally you might need.
I gave the board by email a plan yesterday that was very much a proposed plan. It has dates on it, but they are not cast in concrete by any means.
Yes.
I was glad to hear the things you were mentioning today. Probably our supplies are not in the greatest of shape because we will use so many. We have some, and we've been stockpiling a little bit for a while now. But another thing with the restrooms, if we were to open just the curbside, is we're actually concerned about theft of toilet paper.
Yeah. We don't, I don't think if we have to have the bathrooms open at all during curbside. No. To me, that's just a luxury. You know, I don't think we have to do that.
So. Not during curbside. You don't. It's just if you were going to let people in, you might consider it.
But yeah. Well, yeah. And if you're not going to let them into the stacks, they can use their own computers outside, I guess, because it maintains social distancing. Because we don't have a patio.
No, we don't.
We're very good. The one issue, of course, is when to open, and in phase two, just says depending on case statistics for Bedford County. It seems like right. We have some criteria for that. Our rate, the cases are rising at such a rate. Just say like 2 weeks of no increase or something.
Right. Some where you level off. Thing. Where you level off.
Yeah, showing that we're plateaued and that it's safer. So I would suggest maybe some criteria like that before we go into phase two. And then the other thing, I know I had to go to the doctor's office in Franklin yesterday, and they did screening when you came into the office. Took your temperature and also ask you basic questions, whether you've been exposed to someone who had tested positive or if you had tested positive. If you were having breathing problems or upset stomach issues, that sort of thing, then that wouldn't be a bad idea to try to screen people before they came into the library, as opposed to identifying people that may be symptomatic when they're in the library.
Now, what personnel would we have to do the screening on? We have available.
Do we have a thermometer?
I was just going to ask about that. Are those thermometers expensive? Because all we have is the counter.
Well, I doubt you can buy one, to be honest with you.
No, not now. You can't find them.
So, I mean,
that's an issue.
I think we could do some minimal type of service. Maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday for
for a few hours, not all day, curbside books. That's about it that we could do.
I like the idea of doing the curbside books and not letting anyone in, not even for computers, until probably
noon. Yeah. Right. And then, I agree with that.
Bench out front, one of the benches out front.
With a book out there. Well, how would you know the right person got the book, though?
They would call us from their car.
Okay. Yeah. Right, we just need a sign out there that says, call this number, and we'll walk your book out. Rita, do you have the staff to support, you know, like 3 days a week or anything like that? Because I don't think we should let everyone come at the same time in case someone gets infected. Then everybody shut down.
I think they should be working alone pretty much on something like that. So if we were to put, like, you know, I could stay in my office a lot, but I could also be one of the ones out at the desk and put one person at the desk, perhaps, and that person would go in and out, or one person at the desk to answer the phone, and another person and make lists of pick up 10 mysteries or whatever, and one person
about three people.
For what length of time do you think? I have no idea.
Well,
what do you mean in a day? Yeah, 2 days a week, 3 days a week, for 4 hours max or something like that. I've seen different things. You probably need to offer some people instead of hours because they work all day. They're trying to.
Yeah, some people.
Maybe. Like Monday from 4 to 7 maybe, or Wednesday perhaps 10 to 2, and maybe afternoon like 2 to 5, maybe 10 to 1 on Wednesday. 3 hours.
I think that sounds good.
And then there's other people coming in. And just, I know I felt funny about my 3 hours, and I know other people have too. Just Robert's out the door. Probably the one. In any event, something like that, we have to, Saturdays.
I just keep
I just don't think anybody ought to come in the library on the curbside. For one, there's a reason schools are closed, and it's because it's unmanaged.
Right.
To keep the school clean, to put kids on. So in the summertime, with people going back to work, the tendency on might be to drop your kids at the library. We cannot.
What would you say if we did the first 2 weeks of May, from like the 4th through the 15th, or even 4th to the 22nd, and do it for 2 or 3 weeks and just evaluate it after?
I think from talking with different staff, we've gone along, we don't have enough we're mostly concerned we're still rising in this county.
Yeah.
We don't feel as safe. We may have a different facility yet to come. So I think this is a good program.
But after we've seen a plateau
again? I'm thinking, you know, a couple of weeks of no new cases. You know? But I don't know.
I think that's
fine. You know, I think we'll see.
You know, if you would like us to start a little 3 hour thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody else, Betty Jo, what do you think about that? You know,
I lost you for part of this. Okay. My power went out, my phone went out. I had to download Zoom on my personal phone.
Here's what we're talking about doing: opening Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday from 4 to 7, Wednesday 10 to 1, Friday 2 to 5, curbside services.
That sounds good.
At least 2 weeks, starting the 4th.
Most likely doing our limited hours. To give staff time to prepare for the next day, And instead of setting specific dates, calling it phase one, phase two, and that way you can see where you are in Bedford County with your virus levels. And you may have to take a step back and just provide service over the phone and not do curbside service. Or you could then ramp up the hours that you have service. So it's all very fluid. Everybody's doing a very fluid schedule.
So if we work 3 days, Rita, the assumption would be that the staff would work an hour prior and an hour after, basically a 5 hour day. Is that giving enough time to get done what they got?
I think it's pretty much at 4 because it'd be 3. Yeah. So that would, or I see what you mean, an hour before. Close to the half time people. We still have to maintain for funding. We have to pay the 20 hours.
Oh, I think, are we paying them full time now, whatever they get? We keep paying them what they get.
Thank you. After that, please, if you haven't done that, their benefits as well.
So I guess, is there anybody out there that has objections to us even considering a proposal like this?
I'm going to have to hear the proposal because I could not hear a lot of what was going on.
Okay.
Right. It kept going in and out when Rita was talking. So the problem I have is if you're changing the hours every day, then patrons won't know when they can get a book. So I wondered if we should have the same hours every day.
Well, the reason for the change in hours is because if someone does work, then at least you have, you know, one sort of afternoon, evening time to pick them up, one lunchtime, and then one early afternoon. We'd have to make some type of signage to put on the front door big enough that they can read it as they drive by.
Yeah, maybe put it in the paper, too, so people will know.
And put it on the paper on our voice, as you call in the phones, you know, on the.
Okay.
Here's my question. What are we going to let them do during those periods of time? Is it just going to be for computer work?
No. Nobody comes in.
No.
It's just computers. To check out a book. They can obviously use the night drop to return a book, but they have to call in advance and say, I need to check out this book or whatever. And then they pick it up.
They are not coming in the library.
No.
That's what I understood. But are we going to open it up for the computer people yet?
No, I think
we've got to wait till we're stable.
Okay. All right. That's what I didn't understand.
I am concerned with the amount of unemployment. Probably people are going to need the computers to apply for jobs. But at the same time, they've got most of them have phones, and they can sit outside in our parking lot and steal our Wi-Fi and do the same thing.
Yeah. I do have a question for Rita. Have you gotten any irate phone calls on your message system?
I got one the very first day we were closed, and he wanted to know when we'd be open again, and accused me of being with a conspiracy group instead, because I couldn't know when we'd be open. After that, nothing. Nobody has gotten.
All right.
I like the idea of only opening a few hours for those 3 days a week. We've got to let the public know that the curbside option is available and how to do it. And when we do that, we can let them know when the hours will be. Sorry.
Cover.
I don't think we really have to talk about unruly patrons at this point because nobody's going to come in to be unruly. If they're unruly in the parking lot, we'll call 911. So here's sort of what I propose then is, and we kind of let Rita kind of, you know, massage the staff to make this happen. But Monday, open 4 to 7. Wednesday, open 10 to 1. Friday, open 2 to 5. For the purpose of checking out books, they'll have to call in advance. We'll post something in the paper. I'm sure the Times Gazette will be glad to run that for us free. If not, you can do it in your column on Sunday. I haven't written that yet.
What date do you want to start?
Well, I'd say Monday the 4th.
Okay.
And we'll call this phase, we're in phase one now.
Right.
And we'll call this phase two.
We're in phase one completely closed.
Yeah.
Okay. Beginning phase two and the opening of phase three will be dependent on local conditions.
Yeah.
Okay. And we'll try to sustain phase two as long as we can, but we may have to.
One other big question is going to be the hot spot, because what we did on the hot spot, because we had to close so quickly, was that we basically people to hang on to them, and we gave the impression that they turned off automatically after a week. But we've turned them all off, so we're not going to get the heat bills for them. We'll get some, but not much compared to what they were. But it would be hard to get returned and hard to return, so because of the money changing hands. No.
I think we should try to get them back, maybe.
Well, try to get them back. We can call people individually and talk to them.
Okay.
And try to do that.
How many are out?
How many are out? I would guess about, my best guess would be about 17.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Well, that's doable.
Yeah, I'll try to get them back. Tell them we got to disinfect.
Yeah.
So does the city and the county support that, our city and county rep?
Yeah, I think so. I think that would work. I have another question for you, Brent, that probably off the wall question. But I wondered if the library, and I know it probably isn't because it's more of a government funded agency, would that be eligible for any type of stimulus money to meet payroll? Well, churches are. Churches can apply.
Are you a 501c3?
But can a library?
Well, if it's a 501c3, it is. I mean, the foundation used to be a 501c3. But the foundation is still payroll. I've become intimately familiar with the Paycheck Protection Program.
Yeah.
More than you wanted to know.
But I don't know as a government entity if there, I mean, there's no disruption in their payroll per se.
Mm-hmm.
Because we still have appropriate funding coming from the city and the county to support the paychecks. Yeah. Now, if the city and the county pull those funds back, now we got
that's the issue.
Do you think that would disqualify the library from applying?
Yeah, I'll do some research when I get back. Not seen that question asked of library in our community.
I think we're still waiting for Congress to actually pass something for government. Nothing.
That could be true. I know one of our senators stated that he'd be okay if they just filed bankruptcies.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to do.
I know.
Back to the proposal. Do we need a second for this?
I guess is mine a proposal? Can I make a proposal? I don't know.
I'll propose exactly what you said.
I second.
Okay, we got a first. Any more discussion on this? Okay, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, and Rita, obviously, if you have issues with this, don't hesitate to speak out, and we'll regroup if we have to. To come up with a solution, don't suffer through something that you can't handle.
Now that I have more of an impression of what you guys want, I can revamp what I sent out yesterday.
Okay.
And get that into a little more of a work form. And I can also, because they want to know, everybody's up here.
And thank them all for their patience, uh-huh, and as we work through this.
They're being great.
A community grant application is the next on the list here.
This is that local government grant that I sent out. Let's see, they're back on the local community support grant, and I suggested board members put on their thinking caps. My inclination is to go off the security cameras with this money. But Mr. Delvo, especially, I think it comes to cities, is that right?
Yes, it looked like the city might be the best vehicle to go through on that.
Yeah, so may we use you as a venue to request something and you take it up for us?
Yes.
Okay, I think we've gotten some estimates on what the security camera might cost from our city IT, I believe, right?
Teresa is the one who would tell us about both wiring and equipment, I think. But only problem with all that is the deadline on this. We have to have a letter application made to the city or county. But I thought a letter of intent had to be by, no, it is. The application must be made by the city or county by April 30th.
Thursday.
Well.
Not a lot of time left. Something like that are going to still be available as revenues fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, just send us a letter now because we have our study session Tuesday and we can get it on May's agenda and pass it and push it on.
So we'll send you a letter, just a
I'll fax you something over to City Hall.
Or email it to me or whatever.
Yeah, just something like funding for a security camera system.
And I'll, the sooner the better, and I'll put it all together and hopefully get it done by Thursday.
Thank you.
Hey, friends of the library, Rayetta.
They had a meeting, but I could never get on Zoom. But we're going to have another meeting next Tuesday afternoon, and I am on Zoom now. So for some reason, I never could connect last time. They're just working on their author.
And Vicki, any updates from the personnel committee?
Yes, I'd like to ask for a motion. We voted to suspend our search when all of the virus issues began. And I notified the candidates who had reached me at that time. I also notified them again late last week and said I was going to put before the board the proposal that we re-initiate the search. And asked each of them if they were still interested, and they were. So I think we can at least go ahead with maybe trying to reopen that if you all think it's a good idea. Rita would still like to retire on June 30th, I'm sure. What do you think? I'll just put that out.
Well, personally, I think we need to at least continue the search.
Yeah.
And you can do it. I mean, we're coming up with all different ways of interviewing folks.
Right.
So,
Rita, can we repost? Because I had an April 15th deadline on it. Can we adjust and repost and let's say May 15th or so? Or maybe May 30th. I don't know what the realistic date. Anybody chime in?
May 31.
May 31. Okay. We'll leave it open for submission of applications until May 31. Of course, everybody's status is so uncertain. But I do want to prolong this any longer than we absolutely have to. I don't think that's good. Us or Rita or for these candidates who are looking for a position now. So can I have a motion to that effect?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Discussion? In favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. Community relations. Henry, you got anything?
That's me. I guess we're working on a grant.
That's right, there you go. and keep those dollars coming.
That's right.
Hey, is Al on the phone here? Does he want to pipe in anything on property committee?
Can't hear you, Al. just a second. Let me get you.
Okay, and librarian's report.
Pretty much what I wrote down in the narrative, nothing else. Boy, can I pick a time to retire or what?
Yeah. I think we need a mulligan on 2020.
Oh,
Does anybody have anything else for the group?
No.
Okay, so no. If we have to do this next month, everybody okay with continuing like the little Zoom thing here we've got?
Yeah, I think this is working.
I think I'll come to the library.
this is fine for me.
Quick question: Did you guys approve the financials?
Yes,
we accepted them.
Wonderful. Just making sure. For minutes, just in case, because auditors are a bit weird right now.
One quick question on the library's report or narrative. Rita, you said you would like to recommend no longer charging fines. You need to consider that.
Yes. If you want to talk about that today, we have been looking at it for quite a while. We make about $4,000 a year in fines and lost book repayments, we still get. They aren't very big at all. But a lot of places are going fine-free, and this might be the best time to do it for really good PR. Back, we want everybody back. I think obviously it's the public.
Well, I guess we would need a vote on that.
Is this just for the books, or are we including hotspots in the future as well?
No. The hotspots, because we pay for those, they would have to continue to pay for the hotspots and pay fines.
Is it really a PR issue to not charge fines? I mean, is that really something that the public is needing? I mean, I don't understand.
So a lot of the public right now is hurting bad, but in the great scheme of things, many, many, many libraries now are beginning not to charge fines. They say that their donations go up when they're fined, when they no longer have to worry about fines. And there is quite a bit of expense that goes into taking care of fines, being overdue, making phone calls, books, things like that. What most libraries are doing now are doing is, if it's 3 weeks overdue, they send an invoice to the person, and that's that. Nashville Public, for instance, has gone fine free. Several others, I think Moore County was working on it. Cannon County's been working on it, but that's just a few that I know. But there have been a lot of big ones. I have a file folder full of stories from libraries that went fine free.
So what do you do if somebody doesn't bring a book back? I mean, are you just saying, oh, that's okay?
Send them an invoice after 3 weeks and they can no longer check things out.
I know, but how do you recuperate the cost of the book?
You don't.
Well, that would be the same way if somebody checked a book out, even if we had fines, if somebody didn't return a book, then they would either pay for the book so they can continue checking out stuff, or they don't. That's the way it was done in the past. I like the fact of no fines on the books. I know that when the library went from fine-free Tuesday to charging fines,
uh-huh.
I mean, people still use the library, but, you know, there's a little, they liked that fine-free day.
Right.
nationally, it's being thought of as a deterrent from services, or like a I'm blanking on the right word, but it's basically not equal to everyone. It actually hurts more of low income families more than it does anybody else.
Disproportionately.
Right.
That's true.
I have a question. If we did away with fines, could we do away with those credit cards and debit card things that we have to pay every month on?
We've got that down now substantially over what we used to. We changed to a Square credit card.
Right. Right.
And it's way down, so it's really not hurting us very much at all.
You still need somewhere to pay for lost books.
And the hot spots.
And the hotspots.
And faxes and photocopying. Yeah.
Well, but you said $4,000 was just the fines, right?
Right.
$4,000 is $4,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Is that including the lost books or is that just fines?
The lost books.
It does include the lost books. So you would still be making some of it on the lost books, but just not all of it.
What do you do with that money, Rita? Does it just go back into your operating budget?
It goes into the other funds budget that you guys, okay. I've been spending other funds all year, and then you vote at the end of the year.
Okay. I wonder how you use that money now.
I don't know that we have to solve this problem today.
I don't either. I got to think about this.
I think it's something we'll bring that up at our next board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have already voted to forgive any fines, right?
Right, we're being real nice. I mean, that's what we should have done. But we're
covered right now. But going forward, maybe we discuss this next meeting.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds good.
You know, sometimes Absolutely. When you have to have some money in the game, you take it a little bit more seriously.
Called skin in the game.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm going to call it skin. I want to call it what it was, and that's money.
Can I make one more comment in the narrative? Rita, you mentioned about the request for submitting budget request to the Finance Committee. And of course, it's maintenance of efforts. If that's all you're asking for, the library is asking for, that's going to be approved. We haven't decided exactly how we're going to let those nonprofits make their request. We are considering doing it by Zoom. However we decide to do it, it's probably good, even though all you want is maintenance of effort, to at least respond in whatever way the county is asking nonprofits to respond by, just to, Well, have your presence felt in that.
Well, even though we're not a nonprofit, because we provide a community service,
right.
we will be glad to zoom in on that meeting and present our budget. And,
right.
And we can do the same thing for the city if the city so wants us to do that as well.
And Rayetta and Brent, can you guys help with that then?
Yep.
If and when the time comes?
Yeah, just keep us posted on when you want us to do that.
We haven't decided yet, but we'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. I'll Zoom too.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll even come if you want me to.
Okay. Figure it out of Zoom.
That's good information, Don. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I have a second. I first to adjourn. Here, a second.
Second.
I so moved.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate your hard work and diligence, and keep safe out there. And the goatee's looking good there, Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brent. Thanks for your work.
Thank you.
All right.
You have a nice cat.
Oh, thank you all. Goodbye.
Bye. All right.
So we'll just, where we go from there?
Okay.
sure there is.
Good.
Right. Know that we approved the resumption of the search, and we're going to advertise the position for a little bit longer before we start the second part of the work. Okay, you guys.
Thanks for the help there, Rita.
Yes, thank you, Margaret. Okay, and I hope everything goes well for Larry.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you,
this is a hard time to do.
Wait, I'll get